new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard, Friday night edition of the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Friday night, December the 14th, 2007. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard on this, 11 days before Christmas. And 2 days from the big Tea Party 07. We'll talk about that some tonight. Plus, Ron Paul was on Mad Money with that man with the Mad Kramer today. It was actually a pretty good appearance by Ron Paul on the show, and Kramer let him talk. And so we'll have that clip for you. You might have already heard it, but we'll play it again tonight because there's always people that are joining the program that haven't and the network that haven't heard what's occurred during the day. So we'll have that clip for you. With Ron Paul coming up and a bunch more. So we're going to talk about Tea Party 07 and some other things. And again, we get some news to go through and anything else you want to talk about tonight, feel more than free. That number to call is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And that'll put you in contact with us here on the Midnight Rider. But yeah, it's getting close to Christmas and, I wish the winter weather that we've had would have been closer to Christmas, but we're expecting snow again. Snow for the first time here in Oklahoma City this weekend, and I think it should be coming in tonight. I know it was raining earlier, but hopefully we'll see the sun by about Monday, I think. It's been over a week, no sun, and drives you crazy after a while. But it's been super foggy here. I mean, really foggy. Last night you couldn't see probably more than a block or so. I know after the program, I went out to the store and little convenience store that I ran down to usually is lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, it's so bright. It's like day. And you couldn't see it a block away. I mean, the lights, I thought it was closed as I was pulling up to it. But yeah, it's been super foggy here. And so we're expecting, I've heard estimates of 3 to 6 inches and 2 to 4 inches. The local guys are saying 2 to 4, and the National Weather Service is saying 3 to 6. So either way, it's going to be a little winter wonderland. Continue. We still got ice on the trees because we've not had any sun, and we've been right at freezing for the last few days. And but the ice is slow. It's melting a little bit, but not a lot. And so right now, you know, we're in the around freezing is one of the prime areas for temperature-wise for snow to fall. And so we're going to get a dose of that this weekend, and then hopefully we can see some sunshine. And and of course, they'll go back to spraying chemtrails all over us. Is probably what they'll start doing again. All right, more in a minute. We'll do Mouseketeer roll call, chat rooms, and so much more. This is going to be a good show tonight. Enjoy it. Strap in. This is the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on this Friday night edition of the program, and just tickled pink that everybody is with us tonight, both on the internet via the Republic Broadcasting Network, and also on the internet via TruthNet Radio, where we simulcast nightly. KU satellite, 22,500 miles above the surface of the earth. Boom, it's up there, and faithfully doing its duty. That's a good thing. And then also, low-power FM stations and some AM stations across the country pounding out the message of truth and freedom. And a few of our affiliates that are out there, the AM and FM stations that are carrying the program, wherever you're at, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the program and for being a part of the Republic Broadcasting Network here tonight. But, yeah, you know, here in Oklahoma, it is starting to feel just a little bit like Christmas. So very, very nice.
The one thing I do enjoy about the winter is the crisp air. I just love that crispness in it, because when you take a breath, man, it just feels so good. But I don't like it any colder than it is. Nonetheless, it'll be a winter wonderland here this weekend, and so it's going to be it'll make for a great fun weekend. We're all stocked up and raring to go, and then again, there's always delivery. Make somebody else bring you the food. There's a way to go about it. All right, we've got the big weekend ahead of us. Money wise, we're at $11,443,508 for the Ron Paul campaign for the quarter up to this point. And just clicking it here to make sure that that's the correct up-to-date numbers, and it appears to be. Very close to, a little more than a half a million away. What, 550,000 away from the 12 million mark. And we've got the big tea party coming up on Sunday. Now, tomorrow is Bill of Rights Day. And what they're asking everybody to do is hang your Ron Paul signs out. Get them everywhere that you possibly can. And hopefully, if you're in a meetup group, that's already scheduled to occur. And will be a great thing to have have happen and have up and for everywhere. I mean, literally, I'm hearing from across the country that the only signs they see up primarily are Ron Paul signs. People say they see a few Obama signs, but really nothing else. That it's just their signs that they see up. And I guess maybe, part of that might be the mere fact that this campaign season is going to be so long. But I think it's worked to Ron Paul's advantage, the fact that it has been long. I mean, here's a guy that 6 months ago, nobody knew who he was. You've got a national poll in Rasmussen, and they take a daily poll, and they still show Ron Paul at 5%. I just do not see how that is possible with the amount of money that he has and the fact that everywhere he goes, a crowd turns out where in the case of these other candidates, I mean, Fred Thompson especially, nobody shows up, or very few. There are rumors circulating on the internet. We talked about this. No, we didn't get to talk about this last night on the show. Maybe we did mention it. Fred Thompson may be dropping out of the race. That's a rumor that's running around. He did not make the Delaware ballot for the primary. And they say that they're pulling out of New Hampshire. That whatever happens in New Hampshire happens. And from what we're hearing is that he's going to focus on Iowa. And depending on how well he does in Iowa, I guess determines on whether or not he continues on or not. And I think he's kind of one of these candidates where he just thinks that his name recognition should get him anything and everything he wants. But he's not doing a lot of campaigning. And then again, when he does have an event, nobody's showing. In this instance, less is not more. Because when nobody comes out, nobody cares. And he's really been lackluster. I mean, he doesn't, for an actor, he doesn't articulate his positions very well. I mean, did a little bit better in this last debate. Everybody, seems to claim. I think he made a horse's rear end out of himself. Nonetheless, I mean, that's just good news for Ron Paul. I mean, Tom Tancredo isn't even registering. Neither is Duncan Hunter. The person that does concern me, though, is this Mike Huckabee character, who just seems to, all of a sudden out of nowhere. Actually, you can kind of track it back. You can track it back to the point where Rudy Giuliani was given the endorsement of Pat Robertson of the 700 Club. And then after that, Huckabee seemed to start surging. Just shortly after that, and now here is Huckabee leading nationally. I think he's up to 23 or 24% amongst the field, and the others are falling behind. John McCain still has 11%. So does Fred Thompson in these latest polls, which is, again, it shows you that this stuff, I think, is crazy, because I don't see, I don't see how Ron Paul has just 5%. Popularity in this country. I think it's going to be greater. And I, quite honestly, I think there's a lot of Ron Paul supporters out there that when these people call and say, Huckabee. So I think we're going to be surprised. I really hope we're going to be surprised. A lot of people are think Ron Paul's campaign is resemblant to Howard Dean's campaign back in 2004, where, you know, here he is considered the front runner, and things did not materialize for him either in New Hampshire or in Iowa. I think he came in third in Iowa. And then the Dean scream thing, which was really, I guess, an overblown, wasn't that big of a deal, but he was portrayed as a lunatic. And that really hurt him. I mean, the media just killed him at that point. And from there on, his campaign was just, you know, it was fractured and never, ever recovered. And I think a lot of people are thinking that this is the same with Ron Paul, but I don't think so. Ron Paul's a lot more measured in his responses to things, and I see him as being a lot more careful in what he says and where he says it, and make sure that his points are clear. And I don't think you'll see him up there doing the Dean scream on television in Iowa. But I look for good things in these first couple of primaries, especially New Hampshire. Some people I've talked to think that Ron Paul will win New Hampshire, and that would really set things off. I mean, you had a lot of Republicans were scared when Pat Buchanan a few years ago took New Hampshire, and so we'll see how that bodes for Ron Paul, and if indeed he is able to grab more and take New Hampshire. And I would absolutely love to see that happen. That would be just dandy. And just to move this whole little juggernaut on. Tea Party 07 on the 16th, that's Sunday. And that's going to be a big day. And they're shooting for 10 million. And you know, boy, it's just not out of the realm of possibility. Over 31,000 people have registered, so that they'll give $100 on Sunday. And that's very, very cool. Because last time, and that's what, 3.1 million. Last time about double the people gave as to what registered on the website during the November 5th deal. So if that holds true to form, we're looking at over 6 million, which is about what I would expect and what I think the day will be. On Sunday the 16th. Tomorrow is Bill of Rights Day. That's a cool day. It's a day meant to honor the addition of the Bill of Rights to the Constitution in 1791. So whatever you have, if you can't sign up and give $100, give what you can. Whether it's $5, $10, $20, or $25, it doesn't matter. Do what you can do. Liberty and this country really, quite honestly, depend on this. Our economy is in a literal free fall. We are hanging on by a thread. The dollar is ready to go at just near any time. You've got China, who's basically told us to get our own house in order and not tell them what to do. There are a number of bills in Congress that are looking to try to eliminate some of the trade deficit between the United States and China. China has basically come back and said, look, if any of these bills make their way through Congress and find their way into law, that will be a bad thing for business. They've got over $1 trillion of our dollars, and they're starting to wield that power over us. And we continue to want to try to create empire. And we still talk about, bombing Iran and, we're broke. House passed a $700 billion defense measure today. That was the one in this House, 1585. The one that had the hate language in it that got stripped out. $700 billion. $700 billion. Over $9 trillion in debt. They raised the debt ceiling to $9.8 trillion. They're going to be doing it again here anytime soon. I mean, they keep coming back and asking for more and more money.
It's important we elect Ron Paul. The country depends on it. But he's not the be-all, end-all. He's just the start. We'll talk about that more on the other side. This is the Midnight Ride.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight. Odds for Tea Party 07 for Sunday. And they're looking pretty darn good. A popular betting website, BetCris, BetCris.com. Following odds here, people will gamble on literally anything. I mean, they really will. The odds, that the Tea Party will raise 1 to 3 million, 3 to 1.
3 to 6 million, 5 to 6. 6 to 10 million, we've got 11 to 10 odds. And over 10 million, folks, 2 to 1. 2 to 1 odds. That's pretty darn, good. They think over $10 million is going to be collected on Sunday. And I've got to tell you, I would just absolutely love to see that. I know I'll be putting our money in on the 16th. And this has had so much more attention and focus. You know, this was able to be, you know, be talked about early. You know, I got to applaud Alex for getting this story out early, and others who've been talking about this. And this kid, Trevor Lyman, well, he's in his 30s. I mean, he's not a kid. He looks like one. If you there's a PBS documentary tonight about the Ron Paul phenomenon, and this guy, he just looks like he's fresh out of school, and just thought he would do something and did it, and boom, it attracted a lot of attention. People started talking, and whammo. And that's very, very neat. I just, you know, that's the one thing that thrills me and makes me realize that in the end, yes, we will win. I know it's going to be bad. I know there are going to be bad times. But in the end, we are going to win because of kids like him and people like him. Others, both younger and older, that see something just needs done, and they just get up and do it. That just impresses me so much. And but yeah, over $10 million, odds are 2 to 1. That is way cool. And so not many long shots out there hanging around. So so there you go. So it looks like Sunday should turn out to be a very, very good day. And so get your pledges in on Sunday, and that way it all starts to count, and I know the money's going to continue to go up. And I mean, if you want a thrill, if you want a real thrill, tomorrow night at midnight Eastern time, go to Ron Paul 2008 and start watching that counter. I'm telling you, you will be so proud. And just watch this thing. I saw it the first time, and I was telling Trevor Lyman this, that I sat there and watched it. I was about to go to bed, and I thought, well, I wonder how Ron Paul's done today, because I forgot it was the 5th. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I watch the counter, and every minute, it's not going up just a few dollars. It's going up hundreds, and then it's going up thousands, and every hour, we're going up. Every half hour, it's like $100,000. You're going, what? And so I'm just sitting. I mean, I'm literally transfixed watching this thing for about 4 hours, going, wow, this is really cool. And so while that's going on, I immediately put my donation in, and I'm just sitting there, just watching this. And that's Americans putting their money where their mouth is, and doing something. I mean, just. There's nothing like watching it. I mean, it's just it's a real thrill. I mean, a lot of times during the day, I will just leave it up because I keep it behind some of my stuff here on one of my computers in the studio. And so every now and then, I'll just click it over there. I just sit and watch the totals go up all day long, and you get to see the names of people and where they're at, and you see that it's just a cross section of Americans from all over the place, and that's the thing that's cool. It's not just, you know, confined to an area, and you know they're not all Republicans, you know they're not all Democrats, you know they're not all independents. That with Ron Paul, people are just coming together as Americans. And they're concerned about freedom and liberty and a real future for their kids. And that's huge. I mean, it's just the people are talking about that now. I went to the Ron Paul rally here a couple weeks ago, and that's what they were talking about. Was freedom and liberty in the Constitution. It was very cool. Was glad to be there. All right, we'll talk more on the other side. If you want to join us, number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're tuned into the Midnight Rider
right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
If you'd like to join us here on the Midnight Rider tonight, 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open indeed, and I have not neglected to do a Mouseketeer roll call. In fact, let's do it now. In the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, the good old RBN chat room, we have Believer, Catherine, Fat Nose, Jack Spratt, Steven Vista, Techie, and Wolf. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Kisa, I do believe is the chat admin in there, 2012, Chowda Time, Doug, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, tired from work, and she's having a smoke. Josh Kalma, Chris Lee, Mike S., Night Mr. News 65, One Shot, Rob is in there, Starshine Hippie Chick, an Uber Noob is in there as well. So welcome to everybody in both the chat rooms. I'm glad you're with us and chatting. Nice groups every night to chat, and lots of good discussions going on. So if you're there and you've got access to the internet, as many of you do, settle down at the computer and dial it up. Either republicbroadcasting.org or midnightridershow.com. And the republicbroadcasting.org website, that's a great website. A lot of news and information on there, a lot of resource information that you can use, videos you can watch, the whole nine yards. I mean, you can spend a lot of time on the RBN website, and I have, believe it or not. I do that now. The Midnight Rider Show website, it takes about 5 seconds. And that's going to be worked on. I'm in the process of rebuilding another website, and then we'll get to the Midnight Rider Show website, and we'll build it out some. So there'll be some news and information on there as well. So when everybody goes there to see who's going to be on, which you can do, there'll be something else for them to read. Very cool. That's what I'm hoping. Dennis in Georgia, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thanks, Mike. Am I on?
You are on, yes, live and in living color.
Is this an open forum, I guess?
It is open, yes.
Well, I heard you talking about the HARP setup. I have only recently saw a few. It was hard to get the documentaries through my computer. For some reason, that video was never available. I don't know why. But I ended up finding some information on that, and then I saw Tesla, so I got off on that, and now that's a lost art. Why don't we talk about Tesla much?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of like we'll mention him when we're talking about things like HARP and things, and a lot of people, you know, have kind of a bad taste about Tesla because a lot of people felt like he was either helping the Nazis or the Russians. He might have been.
More so than Papa Bush, or
yeah, exactly. I mean, that was going to be my point. Yeah,
he was not understood. Any man that is ahead of his time is never understood. They're always, you know, they're villainized, mad scientists, whatever. But I mean, the fact that he was a genius is not, you can't discredit that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dennis. I think he was way ahead of his time.
To where it becomes a not so much an attribute, or. I think the powers that be kind of took advantage of him. They knew he had, you know, the knowledge. There's always knowledge. If they can grab the knowledge and keep it for themselves and disgrace this man, then I think that's what happened. But
I think so. I mean, you know, he saved Westinghouse. Westinghouse owed him a bunch of money, and in stock, and he forgave that debt, and kept Westinghouse afloat. And his research was being well funded up until the time he went to JP Morgan and asked for funding for free electricity for everyone. And at that point, it stopped. Yeah.
Of course. Good people.
No money, no way to finance. Yeah. You couldn't finance, no more loans for power plants or anything like that. Can't have that. No, you're cut off.
Well, what's your radio show? I'm sorry to be so ignorant. I am I was looking for the Rick Adams show. I was talking to one of your producers, Manny, and I called because I had stumbled upon the that show, and I saw some archive stuff, and was calling to see if I could get a live show and then reach your show, which I am clueless to know. Really, I don't know what you talk about in general.
I talk about everything. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, wherever the show goes, some nights we'll start with a topic. If I have a guest on, we'll start with a topic. But usually the guests that I have on are people that can talk about a ton of things. And so we will head off in whatever direction it goes. I've literally had people talking about the weather. And by the time we're done, we're talking about personal responsibility and philosophy.
That's a great subject. I love that subject. Yeah. Personal responsibility. I think that's a great, you know, that particular point is not understood mainly. If people would, the simple cure to all our problems is for people to take responsibility for their own actions. And
well,
I think that's a lost art.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Dennis, because on my afternoon show that I do on another network, we were talking about this very thing today, because personal responsibility is the key thing to freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, but you know what? The beauty of the time that we're living in right now, I think, with Ron Paul and this new presidential election, all the bad things that have gone on the past, I mean, God, 40 years? I feel like I'm living in a special time. It's a scary time, but it's a special time because freedom really is still alive and it's coming back around. I think it's going to come around in a big way.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I've said the exact same thing. It's a special time, dangerous time, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be a part of it, even if it's just in a small way.
What choice do we have as individuals? I mean,
exactly. We can either sit around and watch it happen and know what's going to happen and do nothing and not tell anybody, or we can scream it from the rooftops and all of us hang together, and I choose the latter.
Well, I'm in between. That energy level, it takes. I'm too old for that now, so I'm in between.
Well, I'm 42, I'm a grandfather of three, and I've still got four kids at home, and it sucks up a lot of energy, it sucks up a lot of time,
but that's important stuff, though.
I have no regrets. Say again?
No, of course. That's important. That's the important stuff, more so than anything else. I mean, that's why we fight to do the things we do. We take the chances and the ridicule and people laughing and saying, you're insane, when all the evidence and all the facts and all the truth is on our side. It's just amazing to me that they don't see it, you know? It's weird.
Right, and I understand, too, that just because they label you as something doesn't make you that.
Well, absolutely. Well, you got to be confident with what you know. I mean, you got to be, and you got to know that you got to be comfortable with the truth. And I think anybody that has a talk show about stuff like this, Open Forum and Ron Paul supporter and all that, I mean, there's no, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that regardless of what you talk about, it's going to help anyone else out there listening.
Well, I hope so. You know, and like, you know, as long as I can do my small part to this and just add my voice to the chorus of people, then I'm happy. Because, I mean, I think the message is more effective in numbers. And so the more of us that are talking about it, the better off we're all going to be. You asked about HAARP. What do you want to know about HAARP?
Well, I know it's hard to get some information on, but I did educate myself a little bit. I think, again, it's a great idea. It's a great science that is turned to a weapon, and that's pretty much true. That can go either way on all inventions throughout time. I mean, you can take knowledge and use it toward bad, which we're fighting, or you can take that same knowledge, regardless of how, you know, high-tech or low-tech it is, and use it towards good. And I think we need to start taking the knowledge that is the gift of humankind and start using it toward good. I mean, that's our responsibility. And if we can do that, I think we can make a real turn.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think, you know, again, I think this is an extension of Tesla technology that they're trying to find ways. They call it heating the atmosphere, but I think they're trying to make the ionosphere do things, like resonate, and maybe as a way to, you know, to conduct power. I know they want to use it for communications with submarines, and
they're
going to
turn it. First of all, they're going to turn it into a weapon.
and then if anything comes
out of that, it's going to be, you know, there's talk of I don't know for sure. I don't mean to interrupt you.
It's kind of like eating. You know, Dennis with his HAARP thing, it's kind of like, is that popcorn burning? Are they running HAARP again?
Well, like I said, I think it's easily to conceive of manipulating the electrons in the air, magnets, electricity. I'm not a scientist. I'm an artist. I'm a writer, and I'm a poet and a philosopher. I'm no scientist, but I appreciate science. I have a vague understanding of the big picture of it, but I can easily conceive of manipulating ions to do good or do bad. I mean, like Tesla said, you can create free energy for everyone in the world, or you can take it and you can create fireballs down on, you know, whoever you decide you want to shoot them down onto. But it's up to us. It's not these few that think they're in control. It's the masses of goodness, and that's really the only hope that mankind has. I think we have the numbers as far as goodness. There are evil people out there, and they got a lot of resources, but we definitely have the numbers, and it's just a matter of awakening to it.
Yeah, and indeed you're right. It all comes down to the fact that, yes, indeed, the responsibility is ours and nobody else's. Nobody's going to do it for us.
We deserve what we get.
Exactly, and get what we deserve. Dennis, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's a great call.
Good talking to you.
good talking to you. Yeah, that's an excellent call. Because it is true. I mean, we are, and I think that's what Ron Paul is trying to get across to people. Look, the government is not going to save you. They're not going to help you. They're not going to protect you. In the end, they're not even going to be able to feed you or keep you from harm. And it's up to each individual person to take care of themselves and to take care of their families. That's the key thing to freedom, is the personal responsibility. And the less reliant you are on the government, the less of a hold that they have on you. That's it in a nutshell. There's no hold, because they can't come back to, well, we're going to have to cut these Social Security benefits. And the thing is, people my age, I'm 42 years old. I'm never going to see Social Security. As soon as these baby boomers start retiring, it's already bad now. And they're starting to, I think, what, 10,000 a week retiring now that are baby boomers that have come of retirement age. And, man, is it going to be nuts when you get a whole run of them that have retired, tens of millions that are retiring. I mean, it's just, it's a Ponzi scheme, and they'll set and, you know, prop one thing up over here until the other side prop, you know, starts to fall, and they'll go stick something up under it to keep it afloat. And, it's sheer and utter madness. And folks, ultimately we are responsible, because we continue to elect these people. We've continued to allow the Federal Reserve to exist. We've allowed the IRS to exist, because we became dependent on the government as you know, by and large, and we became afraid of the government. That's it in a nutshell. And so the government being afraid of us, people now have become afraid of the government, because it's so sprawling, it's so large. They've got millions of employees. Millions. And all of these people want to protect what they think is theirs. And the people be damned. And I know there are good people who work in government. Yes, there are. That's true with nearly anything. But the whole system itself is parasitic just by its very nature. Government feeds on the people. The host is the American people, and the parasite being the government just continues to feed, and it just doesn't want a steady diet. It wants to gorge itself. The parasite needs to grow as big as it can possibly be. It wants, in essence, a parasite, its job is to eventually kill the host, and that's exactly what they want to do, is kill this country. And they've done a damn fine job of it. I mean, what, you know, the stuff that comes from this country that we eat, the water that we drink. We could go round and round about this in so many different ways. Of what they're trying to do to us, to make us sick. These chemtrails are making people sick all over the place. I mean, I know people. That they'll say they spray today and instantly these folks are sick. And it's not in their heads. Because I've had the same thing happen to me. You see them spraying. Within hours, you're coughing. You can't stop. Next thing you know, you're sick as a dog. And I've had it happen two or three times. And you're just going, oh my gosh. And the key is to keep us sick and to keep us hungry. Oh yeah, there's plenty of food on the table. But it's not nutritious. It's all been processed and preserved, MSG in it, everything under the sun that they can put in it to make it last longer so it stays on the shelf longer. Why? Because that's better for the bottom line. I'm all for capitalism. I'm all for people making money. But when you do it at the expense of others, that's where I have a problem with it. Because in the end, you hurt the very customers that you want to keep buying your product. So much short-sightedness that You know, let's keep the bottom line looking good today so we all keep our big jobs. And these corporations have become huge powers. And they just continue to grow and to grow and to grow. And now they're tied into government. They're tied into government in such a huge way. More and more of these public-private partnerships are cropping up, and the lines between government and business are really starting to blur. And you've got companies like Blackwater. It's a regular company, public company, but essentially its own army. I try to do that, I'm in jail. But it's because they've got the blessing of the government to start it up. They can do whatever they want. And they've shown that in Iraq. I mean, they've even drawn their weapons on their own troops. Just pure insanity. Pure insanity. Going to grab a break here. And we'll be back in just a minute. Still to come, we're going to play the Ron Paul clip of his appearance on Mad Money with Kramer today on CNBC. And if you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Once I get started, I go to hell. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like
everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. And I don't wanna roll around like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm
back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And like I said, still to come, we'll run that Ron Paul clip for you from his appearance on Mad Money today on CNBC with Kramer. It was a pretty good interview, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. You know, this thing with China telling us to get our house in order, and I think in many ways they're right. You know, we shouldn't be importing from them in the first place. We know they send out crap. And I think, you know, I'm all for saving money and trying to hold on to an extra buck. But at the expense of our people, I don't think so. I mean, I try to avoid Walmart like the plague. And a lot of these big box stores and stuff, I try to avoid them. But it is becoming increasingly more difficult to find a mom and pop to do business with. You know, you go into a downtown in a smaller town, and we've got a little downtown area here, and it's awful. There's a few antique stores. A lot of the buildings are empty and they're running down, and it's a shame. It's a literal shame that the little man has been so squoze out of being able to compete. You know, and the thing that sickens me about Walmart is that, you know, years ago it was everything was American made. Oh, made in China. Dollar cheaper. You like? Yeah. And I just every time you walk into one of these stores, you feel like you're hurting another American. I mean, I do. And I'm not an isolationist. I would love to trade with everybody. But I would like to have some choice in what I'm able to buy. And folks, quite honestly, you know, if you're an American business out there and you've got a product or a service for sale, you need to be letting people know about it. Because there are a bunch of us out here that want to buy American products. That we're sick of all this Chinese junk. With the lead paint, not knowing what you're going to get, not knowing what you're going to eat, not knowing the quality of the clothes. I mean, you know, a lot of the clothes that come in from China and other countries, when they have formaldehyde all over them, people don't know that, as they said in these plastic bags. And I used to work in a warehouse in a retail store, and I can tell you, the stuff smells awful. Awful. All the stuff, and this stuff comes from China and Korea and all these other little countries around the world that don't have any standards, don't care. You know, just here. Here's a product. Try this one on. We don't really know what it's going to do. We dipped it in this thing. It might do some harm to you. We don't know. But I really want the opportunity to buy American-made products. And it's harder and harder to find them because they're just being pushed out. So if you're out there, man, you need to be telling us. You need to be on the phone to RBO on Monday morning and start talking to folks about an advertising package. I mean that seriously. Back in a minute with Hour 2. This is the Midnight Rider. With